Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, October 8th. You'll be interested to know, 77 years ago, today in 1948, the world witnessed a remarkable first when a pioneering Swedish engineer, Arne Larsson, received the world's first internal pacemaker implant in Solna City, Sweden, a moment that heralded a new era in life-saving cardiac technology, inspiring generations of medical innovators. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions hold steady until about 9 when the wind shifts onshore, making things choppy. Expect the wind to pick up to 10 miles per hour by noon, keeping that choppy texture throughout the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 6 mph. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 6.5 feet at 10 a.m., followed by a -0.5-foot low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Choppy conditions persist Thursday with waves around 1 to 2 feet and north-northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. Friday sees similar choppy surf at 2 feet, maintaining onshore winds around 11 miles per hour. Conditions improve Saturday with fair surf building to 2 to 3 plus feet, though choppy conditions return in the afternoon as winds shift southwest. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 67 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 6:25. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:50. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 74 and a light northwest breeze around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect a slight chance of rain showers after 5 a.m., partly cloudy skies with a low around 62 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be partly sunny with a high near 75 and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20, with a slight chance of showers early, then a chance of thunderstorms late morning into the afternoon. A chance of showers and thunderstorms continues Thursday night with a low near 66. Then the weekend turns dry with highs in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday and lows around 59. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an all-time record number of 6 sea lions has washed up on California beaches since a deadly bacterial disease broke out this summer, according to the Sausalito-based Marine Mammal Center. The outbreak has been especially concentrated in Santa Cruz and Monterey counties, with at least 375 cases of leptospirosis reported since July 1st. The death rate has been unusually high this year, and Marine Mammal Center spokesman Giancarlo Rulli noted that rescuers are still responding to 2 or 3 rescues daily. While the outbreak appears to be slowing, concerns remain about the unpredictable nature of this disease and its implications for the health of the ocean. Now on to sports. The Cleveland Browns traded quarterback Joe Flacco and a 6th-round pick to the Cincinnati Bengals for a 5th-round selection on Tuesday. The Bengals, struggling with a 2-win and 3-loss record, have been reeling without quarterback Joe Burrow, who is out with turf toe. Meanwhile, the Browns, with a 1-win and 4-loss record, opted for youth over Flacco, who was recently benched. This trade improves the Browns' draft stock while giving the Bengals a veteran presence in Flacco, who is expected to help until Burrow returns in December. The trade could also pave the way for rookie Shedeur Sanders to make his NFL debut. In local sports, San Diego Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr. has been ordered by an arbitrator to pay big league advance, $3,700,000. Big League Advance recently petitioned the Superior Court of District of Columbia to confirm an arbitration award against Tatis. The petition was filed on September 24 and included a copy of a September 11 decision by arbitrator Anthony J. Carpinello. This decision rejected Tatis' request for a stay of the arbitration pending the outcome of the lawsuit he filed in California. Tatis signed a contract with Big League Advance in 2017, agreeing to give them 10% of his future earnings for a $2 million upfront payment. While a lawsuit is ongoing, the arbitrator's recent ruling does not bode well for Tatis. In top news, Kaiser Permanente workers plan a massive strike across California next week. Tens of thousands of nurses and health professionals in Northern California are preparing to strike on October 14th in what union leaders say will be the largest work stoppage in the company's history. The United Nurses Associations of California and Union of Healthcare Professionals issued a 10-day strike notice to Kaiser executives on Friday. The 5-day strike is expected to affect more than 24 hospitals and clinics across California and Hawaii. Union leaders cite stagnant wages and unsafe staffing levels as key issues. Kaiser Permanente stated it has been negotiating in good faith and hopes to avoid a strike. In business news, Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency, could join gold and the United States dollar on central banks' balance sheets by 2030, according to strategists at Deutsche Bank. Central banks hold reserve assets to manage exchange rates and pay off external debt. So far, Bitcoin has been too volatile and illiquid to qualify, but Deutsche Bank's Marion Lebor and Camilla Siazon argue that Bitcoin is now almost there. Bitcoin's growing liquidity, partly due to the United States' approval of spot Bitcoin exchange-traded funds in 2024, may make it more appealing to central banks. However, Bitcoin remains far from receiving approval from major central banks like the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to just under $122,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just under $4,500. And XRP is down 4% to $2.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google's latest AI model uses a web browser like you do. The new Gemini 2.5 computer use model can click, scroll, and type in a browser window to access data that is not available via an application programming interface. Google is previewing this model designed to navigate and interact with the web, letting AI agents perform tasks within human-designed interfaces. It utilizes visual understanding and reasoning capabilities to analyze user requests and complete tasks. Gemini 2.5 is available to developers through Google AI Studio and Vertex AI, with a demo on browser base. And in entertainment news, Kiss of the Spider Woman is a stunning musical until Jennifer Lopez starts singing. The film showcases a good story despite generic songs from John Kander and Fred Ebb, which are weekly performed by Lopez. Breakout star Toneja dances beautifully, yet Lopez's performance lacks passion. Directed by Bill Condon, the film dazzles with choreography and production design, promising a bright future for Toneja. Lopez, resembling Madonna, shines as an actor and dancer, elevating moments with her performance. However, her singing fails to impress, revealing a thin voice that lacks the needed strength for the role. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the British philosopher and mathematician, Alfred North Whitehead. And he said, "The art of progress is to preserve order amid change, and to preserve change amid order." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.